This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJB program, here to change your life. Yes, this is the class of the air. The airwaves are full of all kinds of information. We're here to help you learn. We don't want to be preachy. We just like clarity here. That's an important word on the DJB program, clarity. Could be the word of the day, in fact. So if you have a habit of sort of clouding things with your thinking, you've found the right spot. You've come to the right place for clarity. Jennifer's going to clear a couple things up, and then I'm going to talk about when enough is enough. Enough already. Maybe we could say that about Starbucks too, Jen. What do you think?
Yeah, Starbucks is in the hot seat of public opinion. They offered an apology after an employee at one of its stores in Tempe, Arizona, actually asked six police officers to leave or, quote, move out of the customer's line of sight, which triggered a huge social media backlash. The officers had visited the store on July 4th, and they paid for their drinks before a company employee approached them about a customer not feeling safe because of the police presence. This is according to the Tempe Officers Association. They said this treatment of public safety workers could not be more disheartening. While the barista was polite, making a request was offensive, according to the Officers Association. After the incident, users went on Twitter to support the police. They tweeted out comments along with a hashtag, boycott Starbucks. In an apology addressed to the Tempe Police Department, Starbucks posted on its website, said the treatment of the officers was completely unacceptable. Roseanne Williams is the coffee chain's executive vice president. She said, on behalf of Starbucks, I want to sincerely apologize to you all for the experience that six of your officers had in our store on July the 4th. She said, what occurred in the store is an experience your officers or customers should never have at Starbucks, and they're taking the steps to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Of course it's going to happen again, unless they change the way they train. They just stumbled over themselves last year with the same sort of thing with the restroom. I mean, come on.
And that's resulted in them having now needle depository boxes in their restrooms. Because remember, Starbucks was, the last year's incident in Philadelphia, it was two black men who were asked to leave because they were, like, setting up shop. And that caused this backlash of race. So now they're letting anybody, giving them drugs and all sorts of things, to the detriment of the employees who have to clean the bathrooms. So that's why,
like,
they started putting these needle boxes
the
in
bottom
there.
Right. Well, let's get to the bottom fast.
I think I feel the worst for the employees because it feels like they're in a no-win situation. Like, they closed down last year to have the sensitivity training where they're supposed to, you know, be sensitive to all of their customers' needs. And in this situation, someone comes up, and maybe it's a pretty silly kind of ludicrous request to say, like, oh, I need all of the police officers to leave or get out of my line of sight. And so it's like, what do they do in that situation? Because what if it went the other way? It's like they didn't ask the police officers to leave, and then the person who said something, big stink on social media, and suddenly they look bad to this other group of people. So it just feels like there's no way for the employees to win.
But there it is. You can't ask someone to remove someone who's not doing anything wrong from their line of sight. What if somebody who was a racist went in there and said, you know what, these black people are offending me. These black people are offending me. Get them out of my way. I don't like homosexuals. Get them out of my way.
No, I definitely think it's a dangerous precedent. Yeah.
Do we know who the person was or what the circumstances were of the person who requested that the police be removed?
I haven't seen anything about that person, but it's really been focused more on Starbucks' reaction to the person.
Right. What point do you hire to change the culture? You got a team of people who have the same basic attitude, and you want to change the culture of the company. It's a big company. You'd think they'd be diverse. But I'm not sure that they're finding people that have the quality that they're looking for. Is that they don't pay enough money? They don't pay enough attention to detail? They don't... it's
see,
a big...
So they have
like 2,100 stores. It's not like they're a little company.
I've never had an issue. The only problem I've ever had in a Starbucks is that the line is too long, and sometimes it takes a while, and then I decide, okay, this isn't worth going in because it's going to take a while. But I've never had an issue with anyone working there or any of the customers either. So I don't understand where this is going on.
Culture
issues. It sounds to me like it's like the person who asked the police officers to leave, it sounds like that person was just being overly sensitive to another customer's need and maybe didn't make. And the reason I asked about who was this person, was this a racially motivated thing? Was it a black person who went to the Starbucks employee and said, the police officers there are making me uncomfortable, or their presence is making me uncomfortable? And then that employee then went to the police and said, look, you're making our customer uncomfortable. Like, the chain of events seems very unclear, but it seems like whatever happened, the employee didn't know what to do, clearly.
Culture thing. That's the issue for me, it would seem. I don't go to Starbucks. Once in a while, I might have gotten a panini sandwich at one point in time, but I don't drink coffee anyway, and everything else in there is overpriced as far as I'm concerned. I don't feel warm when I go into one of them. I just don't like them. But when you talk about the general, let's even move away from Starbucks and talk about the general malaise when it comes to hiring people. Do we hire people who are all just like us? The same sort of trouble, it seems to me, in this day and age exists when you try to have people on your team who are all the same.
But I don't even think it's that. I think that Starbucks is, and I wasn't, obviously none of us are Starbucks employees, we weren't there for the sensitivity training, but what this tells me is that across the company, they have these wonderful theories of things.
Yeah.
This is an inclusive place, and this is peace, love, and happiness, but they're not training the employees on the day-to-day logistical operations of how to run a retail operation. And instead of having, let's all hold hands and kumbaya, how about saying, okay, when someone approaches you and gives you this scenario, this is what you're supposed to do. And I don't think that's what they're doing. I think they're trying to just be too on the macro level, and they're not really getting into the minutiae of how to actually deal one-on-one with customer situations.
Nope. It's pretty obvious. Other business news, eye drops and ointments sold at Walmart and Walgreens stores being recalled because they may not be sterile. This is like the frame. This is the friends at the Food and Drug Administration. The company is called Equate Products. They have products for allergy relief. They have eye drops, gel drops, all manufactured and labeled for the Walmart brand. They have been voluntarily recalled. Company recalled several Perrigo prescription ointments listed on the FDA website. Let's see what they have printed there is, quote, administration of a non-sterile product intended to be sterile may result in serious, potentially life-threatening infections or death. Duh. The Walgreens, let's see here. This is a product called Altair, Altaire. They recalled several over-the-counter prescription eye drops and ophthalmic ointments, moisturizing eye drops, sodium chloride ophthalmic ointment, sodium chloride ophthalmic solution, lubricant eye ointments. This time of year, a lot of people are having eye issues.
Oh, yeah.
Getting their
allergies,
eyes, that kind of stuff, and allergies, that sort of thing.
And a lot of people use myself included, the Walgreens brand, which is also Rite Aid. Depending on where you are, if you're in New York, it's Walgreens.
Rite Aid.
Yeah, Walgreens bought Duane Reade and Rite Aid store. So my parents actually go to a Rite Aid that's owned by Walgreens. They both use eye drops. So I sent this to them last night. I was like, guys, go and make sure that everything's okay.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to mess around with that.
No. Maybe you can get some Bluebell ice cream, stick that in your eye. See how that works for you. 15 past the hour on the DJV program. Enough is enough after this.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so our country, I guess our country, is we have crowdfunding to pay for all kinds of things. And now the focus is on how much money is being generated by crowdfunds to pay medical bills. The politicians are doing nothing as usual. So a couple of doctors have decided that enough of this is enough. Dr. Stephen Lantier is one of the doctors. The other one is Dr. Keith Smith. They're both anesthesiologists. They partnered in 1997 to establish the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. Their organization does not accept insurance and instead promises price transparency, which involves listing the prices of various operations on their website. So if you go to the website, it's a really very interesting reality. If the cataract surgery is $4,000, mastectomy, they list how much that costs, carpal tunnel, anterior cruciate ligament repair, Achilles repair. They put on one side what it's going to cost you if you have them do it, what other people would be the national averages they put. So their cataract surgery is $4,000, national average is $8,000. Mastectomy, $6,500 for them, $19,000 the national, but it's you pay the price, not the inflated price. I thought that was pretty interesting because they think that the mainstream healthcare business, and that's what it is, has become completely unplugged. That's how they describe it, and so they're going to do what it really takes to have people understand what it really costs. And if you don't have any insurance anyway, this is what you're going to have to pay. So I thought that was kind of an interesting reality. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma. 21 after the hour. Good for them. This is the DJV Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
My favorite Willie Nelson song. Music time, 24 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Cara, and the Dougster with Willie Nelson for you. It's 4th of July picnic. Took place in Austin to celebrate Independence Day. Alison Krauss returned for the first time since 2016, joining Jamie Johnson, Billy Joe Shaver, Steve Earle and the Dukes, and Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats made the picnic debut there. Luke Combs also performed at his first picnic, delivering a powerful set of hits like Beautiful Crazy, Hurricane, and his new single, Beer, Never Broke My Heart.
That's a great title.
Yes, it is. Of course, it's Willie who tied it all together, playing his customary staples, Whiskey River, On the Road Again, nod to Hank Williams with Jambalaya, Jambalaya, but I never heard of
Jambalaya.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Jambalaya on the Bayou. Hey, good looking. Crank this up. Flowing from my mind. And leaving hard you left so cold. Nice.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Of course, when
I like the faster version of Whiskey River better.
Yeah.
This is kind
I don't like anything
slow.
Slow from him. Fast is better with the Willie. Night was capped by a massive display of fireworks. The festival included a lot of food and beverage options, as you can imagine. Families of all sizes and shapes. So, this July picnic concert roots back to his first Independence Day bash in Dripping Springs in 1973. That's not far outside of Austin. The 46th installment of the picnic marked its fifth year in the current home. At the Austin Amphitheater at the Circuit of the Americas racetrack outside of Austin. Crank this up. Fabulous.
Dealing cards with the old man in the club car.
like this. We're talking about none of the slow stuff works for him. This pace is very good for him. This is a great pace, and this is a great. His stories just reek of his own experiences, and that's what I think makes it, with the integrity and the whole, all of it fits, frankly. So, and this is this great line. Crank this up, Ken. Great line.
Roger Father's magic carpet made of steel.
Magic carpet made of steel.
Mother with their babe asleep.
I've told you my story about standing on the track next to the Illinois Central Railroad where my grandparents lived and watching the Illinois Central, the New Orleans, the love, I guess, I don't know, the romance of watching trains with people go steaming by back in the 50s. It was the city of New Orleans, is Chicago to New Orleans, a great, they used to have the emblem on the back of the train, and the conductor would wave to me, he'd be out in the back as I was there, and it gives me goosebumps to think about it. All right, let's get to the Grand Old Opry, shall we?
Pull up and drink it, crank it, jukebox up and hank it, bartend for another round.
The old country music is really Americana. Grand Old Opry fans now get a step closer to the magic that happens on stage through a new film that officially launches this week in the Circle Room, custom-built state-of-the-art studio in the Opry House lobby. Garth Brooks and Tricia Yearwood are the hosts. 14-minute film illuminates the 94-year history. Boy, this would be almost worth the take to go down and watch this.
People I'm so take, bummed that when I was there recently, they were closed because Jackson Browne was filming. So I didn't get to go into the old Opry, and that's like the one place I really wanted to see in Nashville.
Yeah. People who take the tours will start.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In France on Sunday.
That's it. U.S. wins at fourth World Cup.
The U.S. women's soccer team with a 2-0 victory over the Netherlands yesterday, winning their second World Cup in a row and their fourth overall. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeting that the team will be honored with a parade through the Canyon of Heroes in Lower Manhattan starting at 9:30 Eastern Time on Wednesday morning. Southern California residents hoping to get things back to normal after two powerful earthquakes shook the region last week. Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin speaking at a community meeting on Sunday afternoon. He says as recovery efforts continue, people need to be ready for the possibility of another earthquake. He says people need to have at least 3 days' worth of supplies on hand. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After the happy sounds of the DJV conversation program with happiness being personified by Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. In a moment, I'm going to focus on environmental reality versus hysteria. But first, let's take a trip to Taco Bell. Victoria, what's for dinner?
Well, not much if it requires a tortilla, because Taco Bell is facing a nationwide tortilla shortage.
No.
And it's due to a supplier issue, yeah. And so Taco Bell has issued tweets and all kinds of statements saying that not every store has completely run out of tortillas, but they are experiencing shortages across the country, and they are trying their best to get back on schedule, and they said they're experiencing supplier shortages, and so some of their menu items, like their quesadillas and burritos, will not be available. And so they're trying to push people towards other menu items like the Power Menu Bowl or the Cheesy Gordita Crunch in the meantime while they wait for the suppliers to come back online. So not sure what happened there, but it's not a corn issue. They use flour tortillas. So it's kind of like
the mainstay. So are you going to Taco Bell? Who among us goes to Taco Bell? Anybody?
Not regularly. I've been before.
Yeah.
And what do you get for 99 cents?
I don't know.
For 99 cents? I don't
probably,
know.
Probably, right?
Yeah. Well,
I don't eat beef, so I just do a cheese quesadilla or a chicken quesadilla, but I don't know how much the tacos are.
Really? I just wondered. I don't know what you can get for 99 cents these days that has any value.
Maybe a bean burrito.
Unless they sell it in the 99-cent store.
Actually, you know what? You're right, Jen. I think the bean and burritos, the bean and cheese burritos are 99 cents.
Mm-hmm. There's some interesting sales going on in various stores, clearance sales this summer. Ralph Lauren, if you look online, some of the things they're selling at 80% off. Birkenstock, 80% off. Let's see here. North Face, 70% off some of their things. I'm wondering why it is. Why are we having...
Because no one needs any of those items in July. So I guess if you want to plan ahead for next winter, go for it. But
really?
Yeah. No. Well, North Face, Birkenstock. Birkenstocks are just don't. But anyway,
no one should have them.
No one should have them ever. They're the worst. Yeah.
Really?
Ugh, yeah.
Huh. Why? What? May I don't. You'll have to inform me. I don't
they're
know.
They're just like old
they're ugly
hippie man shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. They're ugly, and I don't want to see any. And people who wear Birkenstocks, like they're not really pedicured well, so I just don't want to see any of that.
They all have hairy feet in the Birkenstocks.
It's so funny because I know a lot of people who live in New York who are pretty fashionable who wear Birkenstocks. So I think you might
that's
be
false.
Seeing
that's totally
it's
false.
It's not false. The false. Head of fashion at Instagram wears Birkenstocks all the time.
False.
Well,
talk to Anna Wintour about Birkenstocks.
Okay.
So this is false versus reality. They're talking about what's going on down the rainforest and the environmental focus on those sorts of things. But I was more troubled last week, 4th July week. Our national symbol is the bald eagle. You all know that, right? Bald eagle is the symbol of America.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having troubling times because of the environment. I posted a picture of a shrimp on my personal Facebook page over the weekend that came from a fish farm, a shrimp farm. It's the grossest piece of crap you could absolutely imagine. And what the stuff is being fed and what the environment for these things growing in is some of these fish farms just gross.
You know,
we're talking about
really
the woman
be careful
with the ice cream licking
kind of
it. I mean, there's grossness all around us.
Yep.
And it's leading to a certain amount of environmental disruption, shall we say. In the case of the, at least the case of the American bald eagle, there are a lot of them that are eating things that are contaminated and they're getting sick. So they're in danger. But I saw an interesting something. One of the people listens to us in Redding, California, named Terry Luller, who's an avid eagle watcher, keeping an eye on a nest outside of her home. And you see pictures of this if you go online. Of this, she saw this eagle and something in the eagle's nest that didn't look like it was an eagle. And apparently she knows a lot about it. I wouldn't be able to tell you the difference between an eagle and lots of other birds. But at any rate, this eagle had taken a baby hawk into its nest and is raising it as if it were its own. And I thought that was really, because they don't normally, it's kind of like other species, they don't like, they don't like to integrate, they segregate. I've told you the story about black cows and brown cows, and people laugh at me, but it's really true. We were talking about that on the farm over the weekend. The black cows don't associate with the brown cows. They are often different directions as far as the herds are concerned. But anyway, I like this particular red-tailed hawk chick was in the nest with a couple of other bald eagle little babies. I don't know, what do you call a baby bird? A baby bird, I guess. Is that what you call it? What's a baby bird called? Everybody know?
You're asking.
Baby, I think it depends, but isn't it like a ling, eagling or duckling? Or
yeah,
yeah, there's right, a different name for all of them. I couldn't remember if it was egret or what exactly it is.
But if you see this, what I try to do with this program is to have us paint pictures, verbal pictures, so you can imagine. If you know what the bald eagle looks like and you know what their nests are, made usually in pine trees, a very thick brush. They don't use, like a lot of birds get different things to make their nests, but the hawk nest is very thick with thick branches and that kind of stuff. And to look up and see this little hawk in there, it just kind of, and it underscored a couple of things for me. The fate of the bald eagle and the hawks, a lot of them are suffering as well because there are people that are killing them. Hawks, I have hawks on my farm, and they eat the dead mice, and they, you know, they once in a while they'll chase a cat around or something like that. And so I found it interesting, and I'm basically just telling a story about how two species that normally would not pay attention to each other, maybe out of necessity, much anything else. Very interesting to get the instincts of animals. You know, we all talk about our instinct. There's a TV show on with Alan Cumming called Instinct. How are your instincts? Do you trust your instincts? And do you think you're the only one who has instincts? Well, animals have instincts as well. My cows have fabulous instinct, frankly, when it comes to certain things. Dogs do. We all, there's a certain, it depends. Dogs' instincts are built on what they smell. And they, you know, either go for something or stay away from something based on what they smell. So whether you get excited, I get off on tangents sometimes. And I thought that was an interesting, especially, again, what I said about the bald eagle and its fate, given the fact that it is our national bird and they're in tough straits, a lot of them, because of what the crap there is in the air and things that they're being exposed to, what they eat. They, you know, they're eating mice that have been poisoned. That doesn't do them a lot of good. Although, you know, we don't want pests around. As civilization expands, we try to get rid of the things that are not domesticated. We don't want foxes around. We don't want coyotes around. We don't want woodchucks around. We don't want mice around. We don't want deer even. People are poisoning deer because they come up and eat the flowers in the garden. So they put out stuff that poisons them and kills them. So is that your value structure? I guess it is for some people, because we just don't have the connection anymore to nature. I mean, that's really kind of the bottom line. We don't. We don't, as a culture, have much connection to nature. We're so used to industry. We're so used to mobility. We're so used to technology. We're so used to communication. You know, we don't have firsthand experience. We get it off of an iPhone or an iPad or a computer. And maybe then that's what I'm doing here. I'm sending you a computer screen to look at a picture of a bird, when in fact, wouldn't it be great if you could go outside your house or go someplace and look up in the tree and actually see the bird? But who has that experience anymore? Honestly. When's the last time you had a trip to nature that you felt like you were experiencing something that was unique?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Especially living in LA, we don't have much nature. I mean, we have a little bit of it, but not much.
Yeah.
I mean, I have that experience at least twice a month. I don't know. I don't think it's that hard. I guess it depends if you have trails in your area. Luckily, in this area, we have a decent amount of parks and trails within like a half an hour of Washington, D.C. But
see, that's what I'm saying, Kara. It used to be that we'd go outside your house. When I was a kid, I'd go outside the house and see it. Unfortunately, where I live on the farm, I can still do that. We have a peacock in a tree that's been living there, and its family's been living there for as long as I can remember, 70, 80 years. But the average person can't. And so I see these people. My farm was loaded with people all weekend long who couldn't get over what a little goat looked like. Or little chickens that were just hatched, that kind of stuff.
Baby goats are the cutest.
I just think people have to be willing to put in the effort. I love seeing my sister, who was, you know, like an environmental educator, and so that stuff is really important to her, and she is a 2-year-old, and she's always at the park with my niece Ruby, and she's always showing her little animals and having her play
Megan
with them.
Megan takes
stuff
miles
like that.
Out every day to see things and experience things, and I think that's what you got to do, frankly. A quick story about American Airlines. Fighting back, a man claimed his dog was deemed overweight to be brought onto the plane. The story of Lachlan Markey went viral after he posted a photo of his dog, Lou, super cool of American Airlines to destroy our holiday travel plans because Lou is 5 pounds over the weight limit.
Oh, my gosh. That's it? 5 pounds?
5 pounds, right.
Wow.
Never had a problem with any other airline. Well, welcome to
American.
Yeah, right, exactly. So there's a picture of the dog, kind of cute. And, you know, it's one of those, what do they call it, French, maybe a French...
Oh, those little French bulldogs?
Bulldogs, yeah, right. American has policies in place to protect our travelers and our pets. The policy states pets must be able to stand up, turn around, and lie down in a natural position in those kennels without touching the top or the side of the container. That's what the airline said.
Because he brought in a pet carrier and the dog didn't fit in it. And so the
should have got a bigger carrier.
Yeah, so that's his fault for not getting a bigger carrier. Apparently the rule is that the dog must be able to stand up and turn around and be comfortable in the carrier that they have for it. And the carrier he had for the dog, he didn't fit into it because he was too big.
I've seen a lot of dogs that in those carriers that can't stand up because they're
fit.
Not there. Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. Right. That's
Well, I reserve, I don't like taking too many shots at American unless they're warranted. I think, Kara, maybe there are two ways of looking at this.
I just think that a lot of people get really outraged on the Internet because, you know, someone told them they couldn't do something, and then you find out that there's always another side to the story and, like, oh, maybe they didn't do everything that they were supposed to either.
There you go. 46 after on the DJV show.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health. Sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Product CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Product CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tommy the K is here, the co-host of the Money Pit. Yes, it's a weekend radio show that is all about home improvement. Everybody should take a moment, though, to pay homage and send homage to the poor. Homage to the old. Happy birthday to Tommy the K.
Thank you, sir.
A big birthday this week. Happy birthday to you. So, Carol, who listens to us in Missouri, wants to paint her wooden deck white. Wants to know if she can just use any old paint, or is there something better? Yes, I'm guessing he has that question.
I wouldn't paint my deck white because, I mean, look, if you're going to, first of all, if it's a deck, like we're not talking about a porch, we're talking about a real deck here. If you paint this white, you're going to have to repaint it over and over and over again. It's just not going to stand up. I mean, if it's a porch and it's got a covered roof, then maybe you could go with a white porch. But still, even then, it tends to dirty up pretty quickly. I would stick with the stains, Carol. I would stick with the wood stains. Solid color wood stains will give you good longevity. It will give you some stain resistance with that deck. And the nice thing about stain versus paint is it tends to fade rather than sort of flake and crack. So it doesn't really show its age like paint does. So I'd tell you to stay away from it.
She's
insistent on painting, then I would use a solvent-based paint because it will give you more durability of a surface.
Painted red.
All right.
No. Linda listens to us in Tennessee, had dry weather problems, her neighbor's grass, however, doing better than hers. She wants to know what the heck the story is. What does she do to make her grass green?
Well, you know, Doug, there are a number of different drought-resistant grasses that are out there that would make good choices for Linda, one of which, and you probably know about this, zoysia grass.
Yeah.
Zoysia grass seems to really thrive on drought conditions, and there's a turf grass association there's a turf grass association that actually rates different drought resistant grass that you could look up and find out what's best for your particular area. But yeah, she was saying that her neighbor's it always looks greener on the other side of the fence. Apparently that's true for
grass
Linda.
Is always greener, Tom.
But that's because it's grass, and it is a drought resistant grass.
You know what I have? I have an area on my, I just did this last week, where three or four trees came down on the side of the driveway by the brook, and we got all of the, dug out the, I guess, what did I do? I had these stumps ground. So I brought in some loam, and the guys haven't gotten to seeding it down. Now they say, well, it's too late, it's all going to dry, nothing's going to grow. But I had the loam there, and they spread it out, and we had a horrible downpour on Saturday. Half the stuff washed into the brook. And I don't know if there's anything. I was going to put some hay on top of it to sort of hold it in and hold it back a little bit. But
it's very hard to plant anything right now in the middle of the summer. I mean, I had some grass that we needed to put down where we sort of reshaped our beds. And for some reason, it worked well on three sides of the property. On one side, the only thing that grew there were weeds.
Yeah.
And weeds, I'm thinking, well, I guess
this time of year.
At least they're green. I might as well leave them now because there's nothing I can do that's going to grow in July for sure.
Listener Julie in Nebraska has a new home, first-time homeowner. She's going to change the paint colors inside. She can't figure out what finish to use, so what does she use?
You know, that is a really good question, Julie, because you have several different choices in terms of that finish. You know, you've got the basic flat deck finish, right? And that's okay, but it doesn't clean. And then you've got eggshell, which is a little tiny bit of sheen to it, but it's a little more cleaner and a little easier to clean. And then you've got semi-gloss and gloss. So I would tell you that for your trim, definitely use semi-gloss. For the walls, if you really want them to be cleanable, I would not use flat. Even the washable flats, well, you can wash them, but they're not really as durable. I would use eggshell, which gives you a little bit of sheen. And if we're talking about cabinets,
I like that.
I would use gloss for cabinets. But on the cabinets, again, that's another case, Doug, where whenever you need something that can really stand up to abuse, I would use solvent-based over oil-based any day.
When you say solvent-based, oil-based.
Over water-based. Solvent, which is like oil-based.
I do not like water-based paints. I never have. I go out of my way. Sometimes you can only find things like Rust-Oleum that are oil-based paints. You've got to look for them. But I don't paint anything unless I use an oil-based paint. It's just I find that it's crap. It doesn't last inside or outside.
Well, and there definitely is a huge range of quality differences in even the water-based latex paints. If you don't buy good paint, it's just not going to last. It doesn't have as much colorant in it.
Yeah. And I think some of the paints that you buy at the big home stores are not that great. You buy brands like Glidden or Sherwin-Williams, that kind of stuff, don't you think?
I like Sherwin. I like Benjamin Moore.
Yeah, Benjamin Moore, good paint. Yep, mm-hmm.
Yep.
59 past the hour, thanks to Tommy the K. Happy birthday, Tommy.
Thank you, sir.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.